Hi there, and welcome. This is Calming Anxiety, your daily moment of guided meditation. And welcome to episode 2 of this mini-series, A Nervous System Reset. Today, escaping functional freeze. We're addressing that feeling that's becoming almost an epidemic. It's that specific sensation where you have a million things to do, but you are physically glued to the sofa or your bed. You're scrolling on your phone. You want to get up. You're screaming at yourself internally to move, but your body just won't listen. You might call this laziness or procrastination, but I'm here to tell you it is neither. You are experiencing a biological state called functional freeze. Your nervous system has slammed on the gas and the brake at exactly the same time. Today, we're not going to force ourselves to move. We are going to gently melt the ice so that movement becomes easy once more. So, why does this happen? Functional freeze is a mix of high anxiety and deep shutdown. Your sympathetic nervous system is revving high, that's the anxiety, but your dorsal vagal system, the part of you that plays dead to survive, has clamped down to protect you from overwhelm. It creates a biological stalemate. But you feel tired, but wired. The mistake we make is trying to blast through this with high-energy exercise or aggressive motivation. That just adds more stress to an already stressed system. To get out of the freeze, we don't need to run. We need to sway. We need to activate your vestibular system, your balance center, to signal to your primal brain that it is safe to become fluid once more. I want you to stay exactly where you are. If you're lying in bed, stay there. If you are slumped on the couch, stay there. Do not try to fix your posture yet. We are going to start with the tiniest micro movement. We are going to rock. Just begin to shift your upper body side to side, left and right, left and right, like a pendulum. You don't need to sit up, just sway your rib cage. Just feel this moment. The rhythmic motion is ancient. It is how we soothe babies, and it is how we soothe our own brainstem. It says, I am moving, but I am not running. I am safe. Keep that rhythm going, just that gentle rocking. Now, see if you can make that movement 5% bigger. Maybe your shoulders dip a little lower each time. Inhale as you sway left. Exhale as you sway right. Inhale left. Exhale right. If you feel the urge to sigh or yawn, let it happen. That is the ice melting. Now, we are going to add a hum to this rocking. Just a low hum in the back of your throat as you move. The vibration pulse, the movement breaks the lock of the freeze response. Do this with me for 3 breath cycles. Rock and hum. You are moving. You are no longer frozen. The stalemate is broken. Slowly bring yourself back to center. Stop the rocking. Notice the sensation in your hands and feet. Do they feel a little warmer? A little bit more online? You have shifted from dorsal shutdown back into social engagement. This is the moment where choice comes back. You don't need to run a marathon. You just need to do one micro task. Maybe as simple as just standing up now. Maybe it's putting down the phone. The momentum is on your side now. Now connect mindfully with the hypnotic rhythm of the rise, the pause and fall of each and every breath. Smile, feel that emotion even at your lowest. When you smile and capture that moment in your mind right now. But with every out-breath, allow the negative thoughts, the stress, the tension to just evaporate. Functional freeze is not a character flaw. It is a natural safety strategy. But now you know how to turn it off. Whenever you feel stuck, don't scream at yourself. Just start to sway. Just rock away the angst, the worry, and truly love all that you are. Relax now, deeply and safely, honoring yourself with this gift of time to heal, to find balance, to ignite that small flame of courage and ambition deep within your soul, and move forward now, small steps every day to live your best life. Now, gently wiggle your fingers and toes. Feel the world coming back online. Take a deep breath in, and if you wish, as you exhale, stretch out the muscles in your arms and legs. And then softly open your eyes. Thank you, friend, for taking care of you today. If this episode helped you get unstuck, I have one small request. Use this newfound energy to subscribe if you haven't already. It helps me keep these sessions going for everyone. I'm proud of you for showing up. The sessions end, and I just want to add my own also personal experience, suffering, not suffering, being who I am, being easily distracted, having great moments of lows in my life. Now, I'm not saying this is a medical remedy, but recently, over the last couple of months, I've started taking double dose of creatine monohydrate. I'm not selling it. This isn't sponsored. It's unbelievably changed my ability to focus. I can now work on these shows, editing them properly, putting them on YouTube, doing all the newfangled SEO stuff. I can work for 5 or 6 hours without becoming functionally frozen. And all because every day, instead of a 5 gram creatine mix in my drink, I take 10. It's just, I'll try and put a note in the show notes. I know I'm rambling, but it's changed me so, so much. And maybe it will for you. Anyway, I'll shut up. This is me when I'm not meditating. Take care, really. I'm passionate about your self-improvement. Let's reconnect tomorrow. As always, be kind.